I'm glad to be here. Something a little different happened after Sunday school. I came on downstairs and I have notes. I have prepared, and I had to run out to my car a couple times because I really feel like I need to go a different direction. And that is not quite like me. I may be a bit spontaneous, but I came with a message, and I don't think that's where God wants us going this morning. So bear with me here. We're going to turn to John chapter 4. I can't tell you that it's ever really happened to me. I don't speak a whole lot, but I do speak at the home church. And most of the time when I come prepared with something, believing that that's what I'm supposed to speak on, but this morning I want to speak about something different. So I had an illustration in my car. I actually used it at youth service a few weeks ago, and we're going to talk about it this morning. God, we thank you for your word. May your word minister to us this morning. We don't want to say anything that you don't want said. Lord, you know what we have need of. And we open our hearts to receive from your word this morning. Your word is life and truth, and change us, make us more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to John chapter 4. We're going to talk about the woman at the well. We're so familiar with this scripture, but in this portion of scripture, yes, one of those Coke cans is empty. John chapter 4, we're going to read this story. So Jesus left Judea in verse 3 and departed again into Galilee. He must needs go through Samaria. He needed to go through Samaria. He knew someone was there who needed him. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? Remember, the Samaritans were looked down upon by the Jews. The Jews really looked at them as less than. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. I feel like God wants me to talk this morning about being filled with him, being filled with God, being filled with his spirit, walking in the spirit. It changes everything. So this morning I have two Coke cans. One is filled. One is empty. One is open and empty. One is filled and sealed. And we're going to talk about being filled with his spirit, being filled with Jesus, how it changes everything. It doesn't look like it changes much. These Coke cans came from the same box. They are made of the same aluminum. There's not a much difference. They're apparently about the same weight as far as the aluminum. They look the same, but oh, what a difference it makes when one is filled and the other is empty. We're going to talk a little bit more about those Coke cans there. But here's this woman. She's empty, and she comes for a drink of natural water. She's thirsty. She's hot. Because she comes midday. She doesn't come in the morning when it's cool. Oh, how our temperatures have changed dramatically this past week. It has been so hot. And then this morning, it's so chilly outside. It's really not chilly, guys. 2 months ago, we would have thought it was like really warm outside. However, whenever we've had 90 degree weather, somehow this weather today, 65, 70, perfect, beautiful weather, seems a little chilly. But here she comes in the heat of the day looking for some natural water. And Jesus is there wanting to fill her with something that will not leave her empty, filling her with the living water. The woman said unto him in verse 15, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Jesus saith unto her, "Go, call thy husband and come hither." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Verse 21, Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what? We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, "I know that Messiah is come, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us of all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." She didn't think she was going to meet him that day. She had heard about him. She had heard about this great one who would come, the promised one, and yet she found him in an unlikely place. She found him in a place where she was naturally seeking something to fill her water pot. But he wanted to fill her with salvation, with what he had to offer. She goes back and she tells the people from the town, and they come. And she said, in verse 32, Jesus said, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." Therefore said the disciples one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" And that was to his disciples. But in verse 28, "The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, 'Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?'" Hallelujah. It says, "Then they went out of the city," in verse 30, "and came unto him." She went back. She was a changed woman. You know, times will come, and whether or not we allow him to fill us with his spirit will matter the outcome of life when life comes along the way. Life had dealt her, okay? This woman at the well, life had dealt her blow after blow. Clearly we see that because she had so many relationships that had failed. She had lived a hard life. And she was left open and empty. And the same trials that come along life's way in just living life here below, they happen in us and they happen to those that are in the world. But what matters is if we're filled with the Spirit, if we have the truth of the gospel within us. And this woman left changed. In James, I believe it's in James, I quickly looked up the scripture. First Peter. I'm going to leave it here in John. First Peter, chapter 5, verse 9. It says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Before that, in verse 7, it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Then verse 9 again, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're going to get back to the woman at the well. But when life comes, I don't know if you can see this, and you are left empty, open and empty, you cave under the pressure. It doesn't work out well. She was open and empty, that woman at the well. But Jesus wanted to do something within her that would leave her filled and sealed. You know what happens, Davina? You're afraid that Coke's going to go everywhere. When you're filled and sealed with the Spirit of God, when you're filled with Jesus, the same kinds of pressures that come along aren't going to affect you. Sometimes, I think sometimes even as a side note, we see somebody who has sought God and who has really studied the Word of God, and it's like, whoa, like how can they make it? Like what makes them so different? God uses them, and why not me? Let's make sure we're filled and sealed, because when we're empty, like it's not the difference in the aluminum. You realize that. They came from the same box. They came from the same manufacturer. We're no different than that one that maybe we look up to and say, wow, how God uses them. God uses them because they allow him to fill him with the everlasting truth. What did Jesus refer to it as to the woman in the well? He said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again. May we be filled with him, because he's all that we have need of. So that when, in 1 Peter it says, and all throughout the Bible, we've seen throughout the Bible, Job, so many things happened to Job. He lost his wealth and his possessions. He lost his income, and he lost his children. His children, for all your children to die in one day. I can't imagine. But what was different about Job? Why didn't he cave under the trials of life, the temptations? Simple truth, because he was filled with God. It didn't mean it didn't come by his way. So when things start to happen and we wonder, like, what is this? I'm feeling pressure. I'm going through this trial. Well, 1 Peter tells us the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Those that are without God go through those same things that you're going through. Just because you're a child of God doesn't mean that you're not going to go through hard times. Doesn't mean that every morning you get up, hoo-hoo, Sister Todd's just like, yes, praise the Lord. Sometimes she probably has to think about some things and remind herself and encourage herself in the Lord to praise him. But it's because we're filled, so it doesn't affect us, the trials of life, because we've drank from the well of living water. And I love the story of the woman at the well, because God is no respecter of persons. He'll fill any vessel who's willing to be filled and seal us with his Spirit. He said, I have needs to go through Samaria. This is where I want to go, because I have a need. There is a need there. So each one of us, we're each a vessel. There's other scriptures in the Bible that say we're vessels. But are we going to allow him to fill us? Because he has what we need, but it's up to us. The world will leave us open and empty. And when the trials of life come, we'll be crushed under the weight of it all. That woman realized that. I think if anybody did, she did. She knew what it was to feel empty. Oh, I have need of something more, because I keep coming to the same well. I keep doing the same things over and over and over again, and I'm left with nothing. I'm left empty and dry. You know, if we're left empty and dry, then maybe we ought to start drinking from a different well, right? Oh, he offers us the well of full salvation. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, in John chapter 4:14, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting. Now, I understand for the sake of the illustration, the Coke needed to be sealed in order to not cave under pressure. However, it's living water. It's something that we can go to over and over again, because I need Jesus more than I did yesterday.